there you go.
Well, I think one of the things that got my goat, this is Brian Blessed speaking, is now this great plan that they're going to organise, BP, joining forces. You know, all these people are joining forces with Russia now. I mean, the kind of British and the Americans, etc., and Canadians and God knows what. They're all getting together, this conglomerate, they're joining it together to invade the North Pole. This is terrifying. I mean, this is seismic. It's going to have a frightful effect on humanity, on life on Earth, destroying animals, environment. It's going to create tremendous increases in warmth. They won't be able to repair pipes because of the extreme harsh conditions up there. I know, because I've been to the magnetic North Pole. I have walked there, the oldest man. I know. I can take cold. I have put up tents out there and stayed out longer on the tents to prop them up with ice while they've got inside the other explorers because they couldn't take the cold like I could. It was my job to make sure the tents were secure. And you can freeze up like a block of ice. The environment is so terrible. But the kind of amount, the animals there from polar bears, etc., 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 we're going to destroy all that. And the Inuit civilization, their civilization will go completely. For what? For greed. Greed, making profit. Oil. I feel passionately that we, the earth has not been made for us. Look at mankind. If you looked at the Eiffel Tower, which they often use as a scale model, at different levels of the Eiffel Tower, that's a Permian age, that's a dinosaur's age, that's Jurassic, etc., etc. And we are at the top of the Eiffel Tower, a little speck of dust. We have been here for such a short space of time. And though marvellous things are going on, I've been president of the national parks, we're doing wonderful things, lots of wonder people in the world are saving animals, but we are losing. The fact of the matter, it's no use kidding ourselves, we are losing against the great big companies. And this, we're talking about Armageddon, we're talking about destruction. And we have become, as I said, the earth, has not been built for us. We are servant to the earth. We are a servant to the earth. And we are the guardian of creatures and animals and the environment. And we have become the enemy of Gaia, the earth. We've become the enemy. And this will create rapid destruction, tremendous increase of global warming on a massive scale. And do all this bollocks about global warming. It exists. I've been so many times to Kilimanjaro, and the great glaciers there are disappearing in hundreds of yards every year. The great Haim Glacier on Kilimanjaro is disappearing. But this is nothing compared to what would happen if we start invading. And for what? The benefit of mankind? Higher standard of living? Higher, fatter, thinner, squatter standard? What are you talking about? You don't have a living if you don't have a planet. We are here to be guardians of the planet, and we're invading it. We wound her. We're wounding the Earth. And I'm going to fight it and fight it and fight it. Putin and all of them and all the politicians and all the whole lot of them, all their governments, I'm going to come straight at them. They're a bloody disgrace.